is the question. I already answered that question. Just to keep that mellow of meeting with hiding, meeting with signals, meeting with taking forms of cuckoo birds, all those is called as parapheras. So to maintain that form, the wedding was postponed. But the fact of thing is, in various Puranas, including Garga Sangita, the marriage of Radha and Krishna also is explained. Not only one time, but five times. One time in Bhandirvan, one time in Sanket, one time in Vrindavan, one time in Barsana, one time in Nandagaon. So these five times Radha and Krishna got married, and two times Brahma was the priest. And the marriage was kept secret also, at the same time it was also open. So if you go to Nandagaon today, what do you see? That Radharani is standing there little far away with dignity as daughter-in-law. Right? And you see Radha and Krishna standing together in Barsana also. So Radharani did get married with Krishna, but that was kept as a confidential matter, and that's why she did not get married with Krishna is also true, and she got married with Krishna is also true. It's a very simultaneously one and a difference. It's a very higher mellow of Barsana and Nandagaon. Very difficult to understand the relationship between Nandagaon and Barsana, the mood that they have, the understanding of Swakiyaras and Parakiyaras. We should study more from Nectar of Devotion, and then we will understand the intricacy of the relationship between Radha and Krishna. Anybody else? There also many pastimes are explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. You can read Garga Sanhita and you can read Govinda Lilamrita. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At the end, we will. At the end, we will offer Vaishnava Pranam. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripasindubhyo Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.